Unit 3. The Power of Advertisements.
Nothing tastes as good as skinny feels. This is a quote from famous model Kate Moss. When you hear that, how does that make you feel? This is a very influential woman making this statement, and she is implying that being skinny is one of the most important things in life. And despite making this controversial statement, she still has influence over thousands of people. And lots of people with anorexia or bulimia live by this quote, using it to defend their actions and to make excuses for not seeking help. This is a very serious problem. For example, did you know that 42% of first and third graders reported, "I want to be skinnier"? And 81% of 10 to 11-year-olds are afraid of being fat. 95% of people with these disorders are between the ages of 12 and 25. And half of teenage girls have unhealthy eating habits, such as skipping meals or voluntary vomiting. And the body image portrayed as ideal by the media is only naturally possessed by 5% of women. Why is this happening? Why are kids as young as first and third graders having these concerns? One of the main reasons I believe this is occurring is because in the media, kids and teenagers are being shown unrealistic body images as ideal. They are being told that their bodies aren't beautiful. As Jean Kilburn, who is internationally recognized for her groundbreaking work on the image of women in advertising, so eloquently said, "It's not just that we see these images once or twice or even hundreds of times. It's that they stay with us subconsciously. They create an environment with unhealthy images and push us to constantly sacrifice our health and our sense of well-being for the sake of profit." Ads sell more than products. They sell values. They sell ideas. They sell concepts of love, of sexuality, of success, or perhaps most important, of normalcy. To a great extent, they tell us who we are and who we should be. With kids and teenagers watching many hours of TV a week, they are being exposed to a lot of unhealthy images. And what about men? Many people do not realize or acknowledge the fact that men struggle with the same issues. For example, 1/3 of teenage boys have unhealthy eating habits, such as skipping meals, and 22% of 10-year-old boys say how their bodies look is their number one worry, with 16% of high school boys suffering from disordered eating. Some of the world is starting to wake up to this serious issue. For example, laws have been passed in France requiring models to have a doctor's note that states they are a healthy weight. This can help make sure that teenagers aren't being shown men and women being advertised as beautiful when in reality they're leading unhealthy lifestyles. The popular Barbie dolls by Mattel also show progress. The new Barbies are all different heights, shapes, and skin tones. This is great news, because Barbie has long been known both for her influence on kids' lives as well as her unrealistic body dimensions. But I'm not just here to tell you about this problem. I'm also here to tell you how you can help. The most important thing is to make sure the kids and teenagers around you know that it doesn't matter what shape or size you are, as long as you are a healthy, happy, and confident human being. Thank you.